听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading task: A letter from Plan International. Dear students, I would like to welcome you to Plan International on behalf of your newly sponsored child, Orlando. My name is Rosanna, and I work as a community volunteer in an area of Ecuador where Orlando and his family have lived for as long as they can remember. I recently visited Orlando's family and talked to Maria, Orlando's mother. Orlando is 5 years old, and Maria told me that he enjoys playing with toy cars and singing. He is too young to go to school yet, but helps his family by collecting firewood, sewing, and weeding. In this part of the world, children grow up fast, as they have to make a contribution to the family finances. Although they still have time to play, they also have to help with daily jobs, which can take up a lot of time. Orlando is not able to write his own letters. However, we will encourage him to send you drawings. Fernando, his brother, is eager to write on behalf of Orlando's family. Although children in this community are very shy about writing to someone from a different country, we encourage them to write letters and send drawings. It is exciting for them to receive a letter or a photograph, and so I hope you will find the time to send Orlando and his family a message occasionally. There are 10 members of Orlando's family altogether. His father, Manuel, 40, is a poor farmer, and his mother, Maria, 36, is a housewife. Orlando is the youngest child in the family. He has 4 sisters and 3 brothers. This may sound like a very large family to you, but this is usual in this part of the world. At home, the family speaks Spanish. Orlando's family lives in a small metal house that has a roof of dried grass and a dirt floor. They do not have their own toilet and have to use an open field. This increases the chances of disease. Maria told me that for the last 6 months, the 3 youngest children suffered from a skin disease, but now they are fully recovered. This has been a great relief for the family. If any family members are sick, they have to travel for 2 hours to get to the nearest health center. If there is an emergency, they have to travel 3 hours to get to the nearest hospital. Orlando's family, like other families in the community, has a very small income, and it is a struggle to be able to meet their basic needs. So your financial contribution will be especially appreciated. Even so, the family has a lively social life. During their spare time, Orlando's family love to sit around their radio with friends, listening to the news and music. We hope that your friendship with Orlando will be an unforgettable experience, and that hearing from Fernando will give you an opportunity to learn about another culture far away. We look forward to writing to you again about Orlando and his family's progress and achievements. Yours sincerely, Rosanna Chilco.